Welcome guys and welcome to another episode of the Common Room Podcast. This is episode 8. What, 2 more episodes away from the end of our season 1. Thank you guys for listening.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Once again, welcome to the Common Room Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Nino.
Jedi.
And today we're here with a very, very special guest. I call her like the most beautiful girl I've ever seen in my life.
I'm
here with my babe. She's Shino Mayana.
Yay.
Jesus girl.
Okay guys, so Shino Mayana is here and she's going to be helping us with episode 8. The title of today's episode is Lifestyle. So you guys just sit back, get ready, and let's get into the episode. Okay guys, the title of today's episode is Lifestyle. I don't think it gets easier than this actually. Lifestyle is basically the way everybody lives. That's just basically it. According to Wikipedia, it defines lifestyle as basically the same thing I said, the way a person lives. Patterns of social behavior, social relations, consumption, entertainment, and dress. A lifestyle typically represents an individual's attitude, values, or worldviews. Let me give my girl Shino Mayana the mic so she can tell you guys what she thinks about lifestyle.
Well, it's not far from what you said. Lifestyle simply means the behavior and pattern of a person or a group of people.
Okay, one thing about lifestyle is, yeah, me, I believe that maybe, even maybe, definitely, two people can't have the same lifestyle. I mean, we can agree to a particular point, there has to come a point that we have to disagree. I think that's what makes individuals, human beings, to be very, very intellectual and shit. Everybody knows what goes for them and what doesn't. What do you have to say about this, Nino?
First off, I just want to point out that I don't know if, probably I have the feeling, I feel like when everybody hears like Shino's voice, it sounded as amazing as it did when I heard it here, but I'm just I'm just pointing it out before we get into the main. She sounds so amazing, I'm not even going to lie, but lifestyle is just like your lifestyle is basically you. That's like the picture. Your lifestyle is you. What do you do on your daily basis, like that, like that, like that. But two people still, yeah, that's fact. Two people cannot have the same lifestyle because there cannot be two of you, because your lifestyle is you. Like, I don't know if you understand, Misha, but I know I'm on point.
Words of a wise man. If you go check Bible, those three wise men, they there.
Believe.
In their mind. So we're passing you for the mic now to Jedi.
Lifestyle is basically your continuous habits that define who you are. Like, things you do continuously that will just build up your personality and character.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah, talking about lifestyle, from this definition we got from Wikipedia, like, there came along some very, very weird points. And we're going to be talking about everything throughout the episode. So basically, this episode, we're basically going to be talking about lifestyle. The components of lifestyle are going to be, lifestyle is so broad that trying to cover it, like trying to give a lecture for 54 months at Harvard. So we just picked off, some pointers that I think will be nice to talk about. So we're going to be talking about food, fashion, like social relations, that's being either introvert, extrovert, or ambivert, mental health, and travel. So we're here, the Common Room team with Shino, and we're going to be talking about lifestyle.
I'm not really a newcomer though, but I'm accept it nevertheless.
So lifestyle, if you take from what I said before, part of a person's lifestyle is what they intake into their body. That's like food and shit. And like we've talked and like we've come up with clear distinctions that I think everybody will be able to relate to. One of them is sweet or spicy. Personally, I have a sweet tooth, so I prefer sweet food. What's your own preference, guys?
I prefer spicy food. But then like when it comes to chicken wings, I like sweet. flavored wings. For every other thing, she has plenty of pepper and salt. Yeah.
Now all these Yoruba demons, they to the manifest on that pepper.
Okay, now so me, yeah, basically I have very sensitive nose. Let's start with that. So it's part of my lifestyle. I have very sensitive nose, and if the food is too spicy, my nose just basically like runs throughout the entire time I'm eating. So I prefer sweet food. So I like a lot of sugar. Not a lot of sugar, but I like sugar. That's like my own pick.
Diabetes is so fucking real, man. I like seasoned food, not spicy food. Like, pepper is a lot. I'll just be sweating and be feeling so out of place.
Exactly.
So seasoned food, not spicy food.
I think there was this one time I went to call this nigga out. He's my guy. The guy is Yoruba. I'll never forget, like, this experience in my life, because, like, we were, like, four guys in the room. So the guy, he's the chef now. So the guy made us one rice and sauce like that. Unfortunately, you know how guys are, you know, like, it would be easier to find something else in their room than water. There was no fucking water, man.
Like, everything would be in the room.
So, water. Bro, it's so fucking hard. It's so fucking hard to find water where guys are. So, yeah, this guy brought the food here. And funny enough, I was the last person to eat. And the reaction from the two other guys told me what I was to expect, man. Bro, I swear, the first spoon I took of that rice, man. If not to shout, remain. I for shout, bro. My tongue was on fucking fire. And that was like the first spoon. So I was left with two choices. My tongue got some family in trouble. Bro, that's how I eat that whole rice, man. And there was no water. We ended up drinking like half pure water each. After that day, I was like, man, Yoruba people are something else. Like, I've been hearing the talk about Yoruba people and pepe, but I've never actually seen it firsthand.
Yoruba people can legit make stew without using tomato, either paste or like raw tomato. Yeah, fresh tomato. Like, they just straight up just go for like tatashe, atarudo. You understand? Then Ghana pepper, Cameroon pepper, spice it up. Then you are just basically going to eat pepper like as the stew. Then if you now go to their beans now, when they now make all those beans, they will load the beans with pepper. So imagine eating beans and bread. Then like the pepper is just all over your... Bro, like it's intense. I beg, I just want to be... No goes.
Like, we need pepper, different types of pepper to just make life pretty. Your tongue will be happy.
No,
I feel as well. Yeah, pepper is like excitement to the tongue. Not like it has a particular flavor, but your tongue will just be on fire, basically.
It does not feel like excitement.
Me, I don't feel like pepper is a bad thing per se. Just probably too much pepper. Like, there's always a distinction. But, like, for me, I prefer sweets to spice. So, as long as it's sweet, just give it to me, I'll eat. I like marshmallows, I like Skittles, I like ice cream. Basically, that type of shit.
White man thinks.
Another clear distinction, like, when it comes to food, like, very, very important is vegan and non-vegan. Personally, I've never met a vegan person, like, same before.
Never.
I've never ever had interactions with a vegan person, so I don't really know how their things worked. How about you, Shino?
Well, I do. My mom used to be like these diet babes. She wasn't vegan though. She was doing keto diets. So like most of her friends were vegans. So vegans don't take any, as far as living, they don't take it. Like an animal,
yeah.
Seafood, livestock, birds of the air. They won't eat, just strictly plant-based. And it's because they have this like passion for animals and they see like eating animals as some form of cruelty. Yeah. So veganism is a lifestyle. It's not just a diet, but like it's a lifestyle.
Crazy.
Oh, that's crazy. That's actually very, very good to know. For say. That's smart.
Like there are people that prefer to eat, like some people do not eat chicken, like they eat just fish. I have a friend like that. Like, I don't know what they used to call those type of people, but you eat fish, but you do not eat like chicken, cow, all yeah. these things. But they're just like strictly on that fish thing. Bro, like, I don't know what they're called, though, but meeting someone that just sticks to green, like vegetables, fruits, maybe herbs and all this kind. I feel like first of all, first I'll shake the person. I'll be like, "Omo, senior man, like keep at it." Because why would you want to stop me from eating chicken for this life?
Oh, what's meat?
Suya. Then I say I'll not eat kilishi. Because no, that one does not work. That's someone's lifestyle, not my own.
I like meat.
You like meat?
You like meat?
No, not like
what type of meat?
Cow meat, beef. I beg, not damn. Please, for safety, I beg, not damn meat too. Normal cow meat, beef, all this type of, yeah, soft lifestyle.
I feel being vegan is actually a massive commitment. I just said, if I ever meet a vegan, first of all, I'll be very, very surprised. And I'll be like, the first question I'll ask you, be like, so you've never eaten meat before? That's my first question to a vegan. Like, okay, how? They'll be like, have you ever seen someone eating it? Like, how did you feel? Like, cause that's chicken, for Christ's sake. That's a fucking chicken.
Imagine them living life on like doing maybe shakes. Like they just blend a lot of matcha, leaves, then like make it into like a shake. Then you step out of your house. Then the entire day you're just drinking that shake without even eating proper food or something. Yeah. Like,
I feel like it's normal. Like, if we look at lifestyle on a bigger concept, like, even in terms of religion, how some people don't drink, don't smoke, it's like, how don't you smoke? How don't you drink? So, it's literally the same thing, to be fair.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, lifestyle is you. Like, that's you. You don't really actually have to care about, like, how any other person lives their own life. But as far as you're following that pattern of your own living, how you structure your life and all those things, that's, like, that's you, basically. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually nice. With those vegans out there that listen to this, I just want to say all you guys, man. Till now, and I'm still shocked, man. You guys have been doing this thing for a while, though. Crazy, keep it up. And like, if we ever meet, I beg, I book your meets. Shit. No, book them. So, another thing we want to talk about is very, very important, hot or cold. I think for hot or cold, I will just bring the easiest reference that can come to my mind. How do you guys prefer your golden one, with hot water or cold water?
This one is banned.
Cold water. Why are you putting hot water in your golden one? Are you possessed?
Exactly. This one is banned because I have never come to terms with, you know, be small picking, first off. Like,
you think you are drinking?
Yeah, are you a nursing baby that they'll use hot water to do your golden one? Just go straight to it. Put, let's say, okay, just room temperature, not necessarily even cold, chill water itself. Even that one said work. You put your milk, you put your sugar, you're good to go. But which one is you have to boil hot water then?
I feel like if you can drink golden one with hot water. Then if you want to make what do we call our Gary flakes now? What's the groceries? Put hot water in your groceries.
No, that one is different. See, for me, anytime I see anybody taking cold water and hot water is the only time I can take golden one, to be honest, like honestly speaking. The only time I can take golden one is when hot water is not available.
But the fact is, this
that
boy
is very, very honest.
This boy legit likes hot water. Like, bro, even for his bath, like to take his bath. If there's no hot water, he's just like, I don't give a fuck. He starts murmuring like,
yo, you don't really understand like this thing. In terms of golden one, there are sometimes that I can just be like, the golden one is there. But for the mere fact that there's no hot water for me to eat this golden one, I would say I'm not going to eat it.
I'll chew it raw.
I'll chew it. Oh my god.
Bro, that is even the worst. Bro, man, I just used to look at people that take cold water with their golden one as soldiers. Like, why are you in a rush? It's just one chop. Like, get hot water and eat golden one. Like, it goes sweet.
Bro, imagine taking golden one with hot water, then you put the hot water inside, you're not taking golden one, then you're sweating. Like, oh God, please. Juice normal water.
Yes.
Personally, me, I prefer, this is very, very good, this thing. Personally, me, I prefer hot food to cold food. I feel I've gotten to a point that I cannot even, there's a comparison. If you notice here, there's sometimes I can come back and I want to eat something, but the mere fact that it has gotten cold.
Yeah.
Like, the food can still be very, very good, but because it's cold, I will either warm it or I'll give it to somebody else to eat.
That's true, sure.
Yeah, that one is very, very, very peculiar with me. I don't know why, but I just like hot food, like optimality.
Me,
yeah.
Personally, but I do not like very hot food, like straight out of the pot food type thing. Nah, I cannot eat it. I have this thing like where if I eat hot food, it burns my throat straight down to my chest. It's almost as if the food passes slowly. Like, so I just go through that whole process of burn, like, before the food gets down. So, hot food straight out the pot, like, steaming hot, nah, it does not work for me. Even tea, hot tea. Tea has this thing it does to my tongue. Like,
yeah, hot tea go burn your tongue.
That sensation. People like that sensation, bro. Like,
you know, just... Anytime that burning of tongue thing does me, for like my next day will be so fucking miserable, bro. Anything I put in my mouth
is sweet. Like, it does not even.
Sometimes
feel nice.
I like it. Like, I'll forget about it. I'll even continue drinking the tea.
We need to check if you. We need to check you.
Okay.
That burning off tongue thing is a lot, and the thing that people out there actually like it.
Yeah, people like
it.
Shina is probably like
speaking for them.
Third person I've met that like
likes it.
Yeah, I feel like we should also touch the fact about, I don't know, should we talk about taking, okay, this is a food segment, I'll save that one for later, but I'll bring it up, Sha. So let's move on. Then I think we are supposed to talk about liquid or solid food. That should be the next one on our roster. So, yeah. For that one now, but weirdly so, there are some people that like liquid food over solid food. I know I'm saying weirdly so because, like, maybe more than 80 to 90% of the people I've met in my life prefer solid food over liquid food. So that's basically why I'm saying weird, because it looks weird to me. It's somebody else's lifestyle, you get, but people prefer liquid food to solid food. I do not know anything about that, but I'll leave it to people that do. So what's your take on that?
Personally, me, I prefer, like, I will eat, though, but, like, I prefer drinking something. I'd rather drink like a drink frequently than eating. I'm the kind of person that doesn't eat a lot but eats frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot but I eat frequently. So normally I can be like, okay, instead of eating, let me just drink this. It's still going to do me for a particular amount of time.
I can testify to that one.
There's something about I've noticed, if you eat, like, let's say you're eating food now and you're drinking water.
Mm.
In between, like, you eat and you drink water, you get filled up faster,
mm-hmm,
than just eating the full food and not drinking water. Yeah. So I've met some people that they're like, they will not drink water till they finish their food. Mm-hmm. They will legit eat everything before they take water.
Me. It depends on what I'm eating. I cannot eat noodles, like Indomie, mm-hmm, then drink water like while I'm eating the noodles. It's to spoil the taste of the food, and it irritates me, like, generally, Sha. But if it's anything else, I prefer to save the water for the end, because it will spoil the meal. Like, yeah, drinking water in between your meal just makes you full. Then you notice that after a while, you now wonder, Omo, where that thing where I chop? Like, because you were just drinking water, basically, yeah. So I think even scientifically, I don't know, let me get, like...
It's a good thing,
but there was this point, I had this aunt that she keeps on saying, drink your water 30 minutes after your food.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the right thing to do, but in my opinion, you go chop yam, you want to make 30 minutes, they go call hospital. So I beg, help yourself if you need water, but save your water for after your food. That's my own take.
I feel like with food, I prefer carbonated drinks, soda. You know, water doesn't have taste.
Mm.
So if I'm eating something, I'll prefer to have something that has taste, maybe Coke or Sprite. I don't like drinking water with my food, to be honest.
I think that your auntie should like go and get her facts right. Because like the 30 minutes thing you're talking about is actually before you go to swim. Like immediately you finish eating, when you're done eating, nothing should carry you to a swimming pool. 30 minutes, guy. That thing can cause cramps.
No, normally, yeah. After you finish eating, like immediately you finish eating, nothing should make you move in a way like move in like a jumpy manner. Nothing should make you walk out immediately after you eat. You will vomit. Play football immediately after you eat, basketball. Like basically running around or doing any too much activity. Allow your food digest first. If not, like you might just puke it out or something. So I don't know about I be aquamasha, so we eat some water. So yeah, that's basically that, sha.
Yeah, so that was the food segment.
You're gonna explain tire. You're gonna explain because no evidence.
Okay, guys, the next thing we're going to be talking about is social relations. So that's basically introverts, extroverts, and in that dimension. So what do you guys think?
For me, I'm with the bracket of like ambivert. Like it depends on my mood, you understand? For some people it's how they are, like they just like being introverted, like staying in their zone. They do not like to talk to people that much. They just prefer their own space, small circle, little friends, like that. But then the extrovert part where they just like being outside in the space, lots of people around. Yeah, they don't like being alone. But me, it depends on my mood. Like today I might want to just be in my zone, just listen to my music and fuck the world, basically. But yeah, majorly I'm an extrovert. That's like my own. So yeah.
Okay. Social relation is any relationship or interaction between two or more individuals. That's what it means, like when larger scope and narrative. I don't know. I think I'm an ambivert. Like, I think I'm a combination of both, depending on the time and the occasion. I can be introverted and I can be extroverted. So, like, what I do in terms of social relations is I take it further. I take it to, like, maybe acquaintances, coursemates, friends, close friends, family members. So I just relate to people based on how I rank them in my life.
That's a nice one. It's still the same thing with what Shino said. Depends on where you are, who you are with, and then the situation at the moment. Me personally, I would say that I am an introvert because I do not like being seen out there. I just like spaces where there are very few people. I believe that if there are very few people, then I would be expressive. But then if it's somewhere maybe 15, 20 people, I'll just stick to just being silent and being on my own. But then if it's like 5, 6 people that I'm very close with, and hey, then maybe you think I'm extroverted. But then I'm
Yeah, me personally, I feel like the lifestyle choice between being extroverts and introverts, I feel you have to pick one. Me, I won't say basically I'm an introvert right now, but at the point in my life I was extrovert. I'm not going to like hide the fact. At the point in my life I was like really, really social. Like I could walk up to anybody and legit like a vibe. Like I'm just there, I'm an open book, like, yeah, let's talk, let's relate, like we're human beings. Like I always see the good in people, blah 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 blah. So like going forward, there are some kind of things we go to it. Not like it necessarily has to happen to everybody. I don't see being an extrovert as a bad thing. It's just basically how you are. So my own introverted nature is, right now, I don't like human interaction per se. I just like being with my friends. That's just honest. Like, human interaction pisses me off sometimes because you actually go and meet somebody and the person is acting or trying to be up in your personal space. Yeah. and shit. That's so basically,
there's a lot of bullshit out there.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's basically what I'm talking about, like in terms of being introvert. But one thing people notice about me is someone can actually walk up to me and be like, oh, I've seen the way you talk, oh, like the way you actually relate, like you can actually be introvert and still have this confidence, the confidence of an extrovert. That's what I'm saying, it's a lifestyle choice. Yeah.
So is it safe to say like that you can actually just interchange between being an introvert and an extrovert? Like, does it come in phases, basically?
I don't know. I feel like he's breaking the narrative. You know, what most people hear when they hear, what most people understand when they hear introverts is somebody that doesn't like talking.
Yeah.
So like I feel like talking is a, yes, exactly. Yeah.
There are introverts that speak a lot.
Yeah,
you can legit walk up to an introvert and he's going to have like a conversation where he's actually communicating,
yes,
like being verbal and shit. Like this person actually knows how to talk.
Mm.
But what makes him an introvert is something like the person just likes his personal space.
Yeah.
He likes being comfortable. An extrovert makes comfortability. Let's put it that an extrovert makes comfortability for himself. An extrovert can legit walk into, let's say, I'm new to a place. Let's say, let me use a footballing terms now.
Mm.
Introvert football fans and extrovert football fans. An extrovert football fans can be in the presence of at least 30 opposition fans,
mm,
and he's still vibing with those 30 opposition fans, regardless of the facts that both of them are like separate goal. But an introvert football fan will just walk in like weird environments. These guys, I don't know them.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I'm just on my own. Let me just do my own thing and shit. So I feel like over the time, most people categorize being an extrovert. Yeah,
communication is a basic skill every human being is supposed to have. If you're out there and you don't know how to talk, you don't know how to express yourself, you're denying yourself a human right. It's not cool. It's not cool.
But so now, the conversation aspect of being an introvert let's just stick to being an introvert now. The conversation aspect of being an introvert is like, they can still possess that quality of communicating properly with somebody, but the concept is a space thing. Like,
yeah,
my space is my space, but I can communicate with you properly. Me, I always had this mentality, to be very honest though, I always had this mentality that if you're an introvert, you do not actually just like talking to people, because I've met those type of introverts before, like a lot of times. They'll just be, or they could chin up. Like, you talk to them, they'll not even want to respond properly to you. Yeah, but we learn every day.
I want to bring up a funny fact about being introvert. Most of you might say I'm wrong, but like, from what I've noticed, it's harder for an introvert to leave their comfort zone. That's just it. It's very hard for an introverted person to leave his comfort zone to do a particular thing.
It's not hard to think about, because considering the fact that introverts maintain that space, like it's a personal space type of thing, their whole life or their whole day-to-day activity or their where they feel most comfortable at is in their space. So imagine being used to your space compared to like extroverts that like they're out there, they can move between 5 locations the whole day and have a good time. Do you understand? Like 5 different spaces with like multiple people, different crowds of people, and still have a good time like in one day. Changing scenery or changing location should not be an issue for somebody like that. Yeah. But introverts are those type of people that I like my room.
Exactly.
Everything I need is in my room.
Yes.
Like, it's just my space. So imagine that kind of person leaving their own room to someone else's room, for instance. What I'm looking for is not here. This thing is not the way I have it in my head, you understand? So yeah, it might be a weird feeling for them.
Yeah, I think Nino is right. He took the words right out of my mouth.
Mm. Me, yeah. Like, talking about introverts, I've met introverted people. Like, I've met actual introverts. And I swear to God, you cannot make these people come out.
Exactly.
It does not matter what you offer them. bro, there will never be at any party. There will never be at any gathering. Their best location is on their bed.
Some of them come out, self, and they even like wearing, even girls, some girls that are introvert or boys that are introvert, they come out and they even try to like avoid that social attention, that noticing me. So I might even put on, wear shades and put on hoodies or put on like bucket hats just so that people will not pick instantly that this is this person, because they do not even want to interact like with you. They just want to come out, do this, then run back into armor.
It's even
celeb. Probably, yeah, but that's their lifestyle choice. So that's it about social relations. The next lifestyle trait we want to talk about is the way people dress, your fashion sense. What do you guys have to say about that?
Fashion is a lifestyle too. That's very important to note. There are things people wear that they feel comfortable in, and there are things people put on that they do not actually feel like themselves. You understand? So there are people that are comfortable in like baggy clothes. There are people that prefer their clothes like fitted and all of that. But what I'm saying this is, relating it to a lifestyle is, you cannot feel comfortable in something you are not comfortable in outside. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, this thing I'm putting on, I don't feel at home in it. I don't feel like this is my person, but I'm outside. I obviously feel weird.
Yes, exactly.
You understand? What you, how you dress, your fashion sense, your choice of fashion, basically, is what gives you confidence when you step out. I'm not even going to cap. On a good day, when you're looking soft and clean, if you step out, you do not even want to know if anybody is looking at you, because you know you're stealing the show.
Yeah.
So imagine putting on something that makes you not steal the show. You just try to just, let me just do it and leave this space. So yeah, fashion is a lifestyle type thing.
I mean, basically, I feel like fashion reflects or represents how you think inside. Your dress sense will just give the world an example of what goes on inside your head. If you're somebody that likes streetwear, people will maybe feel you're a radical person. You do things on impulse because of how aggressive street, not necessarily aggressive, but there's a way streetwear appears to be. And then if you're somebody that likes a clean sense of fashion, people basically sense that you're a calm person. So basically, your fashion sense represents to the world what goes on inside your head.
Ash locks.
Well, fashion is how you wear your clothes, what you wear, when you shop, how you buy, and like the places you go to wearing those clothes. I like to look good always. You can never, ever catch me on fresh. It will never happen.
It's on record.
And that's because like, I feel confident when I come out and my gloss is done, I've done my skincare, I'm looking good, even if I'm just going downstairs to buy something. Like, I don't like looking shabby at all. And then my dress sense, I like to cover up, but I also like to show off skin. So I won't really say modesty is my thing. Some people, their lifestyle is modest. They always have to cover up, like from head to toe, they don't want to show off any skin, and that's because of their beliefs or whatever. But I like to be revealing, but not too revealing. I like to balance it.
Yeah, so my view on lifestyle is, the number one thing about lifestyle is, the way you look actually gives you confidence. It's like a reflection. People judge you. That people judge you with your looks. That's just it. Someone can literally look at you and make up whatever he wants to think about your person without actually having a conversation with you. So sometimes, like, people have different fashion senses. Someone can still pull off streetwear and pull off a calm look. So basically, one thing about fashion is just basically what you want to show other people outside. Some people can be like, I've seen like multiple models. Like, I'll give an example now. There's this guy that I usually follow, Caribbean Papi. The guy can legit pull off any look he wants to pull off, and his looks actually give meaning. Like, oh, this guy is dressing like this. So let's say it can be like summer type vibes, like just happy. You can look at someone. Have you ever looked at someone and just felt happy? Like, the fit was just mad. I know I do this thing plenty times. Have you done to me plenty times? Someone can just stop me on the road and be like, oh, I like your fit. I can stop one on the road and be like, bro, you look really good, I like your fit, that type of shit. So I feel like fashion is just a way, it's just expression. It's art. That was just basically it. Everything.
And the fashion thing is like, this is your identity, basically. Like, okay, recently, let me just give something that happened to me recently. Recently, I went for this, it was a football match, one of the matches we played like a few days ago. So I'm a law student. Like, I feel like if you've been following this podcast for a while, you know that basically we are all law students here. So yeah, someone that knows me from like school, like seeing me on black and white, the tie, the whole attire, shoe type thing, and saw me after my football match. And she legit asked, like, are all these people, because like, it was a law type match now, are all these people here law students? We're like, yes. Then she just laughed and said, we do not look like, the way we look like in school, you understand? Yeah, so that like relates to fashion, you understand? That's, you're putting on a certain type of wear to school. This is like your uniform, black and white. It makes you look a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. Then seeing you out of school now on how you look like, maybe on a regular basis, you look like a different person entirely. You understand? So even the whole stereotype that happens, this person is dressing like a Yahoo boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like a very terrible stereotype. Yeah, Pablo. So it's like, this person is dressing like a Yahoo boy. Yeah. I've heard that thing like a lot of times. And I've met people who do not even, like, just...
They're
not even Yahoo boys. But because they put on this certain type of clothes, like, now, if you put on Burberry as a guy, Burberry, and it's, like, branded Burberry, or Gucci, hey, Amiri, you understand? Everybody knows that, like... You know, they pick $100. You understand? So it's like a certain stereotype around like the whole dressing type thing now. Yeah. Dress, like your fashion sense and your dress is like a community. How you dress today, they associate you with that community of people. You dress this way today, you Yahoo boy. I wear black and white tomorrow, I'm a law student. You see me on trad, maybe I'm a decent type of person, traditional person. You see me in church, putting on maybe corporate, just looking all sweet for Jesus. I'm a Jesus boy. You understand? So it's like that. Like, it's how you look at that moment in time. That's how people paint you. You see me putting on a jersey and I'm looking... you see me, I'm that kind of man. So it works. It works like that. That's like the whole idea of like the fashion thing.
I personally like don't like the stereotype. I hate hearing dress the way you want to be addressed. It pisses me off. It's like, can't I just dress how I want to dress? Like, right. Sometimes I just want to wear clothes for the sake of wearing it. But we just have to accept it. Some people were here before us. We've had ancestors. These norms have been passed down. So you just need to accept it and really dress the way you want to be addressed, because they will drag you.
Even hairstyle, hairstyle.
Me, dress the way you want to be addressed does not apply to me, because I don't want to be addressed. Don't fucking address me. Mind your fucking business. Like, I don't put on my outfit for you to come and tell me, like, this thing. I put it on because I like it.
And I want to look soft.
Yeah, I look good. Like, if I think I look good in it, you don't have this. That's one thing about, like, most people sometimes don't ever do anything to please someone else. You can legit wear something. Let's say something like that, basically Yahoo boy dressing now. Mm-hmm. Some Yahoo boys can just basically be like, oh shit, my senior mates are doing it. Me, I don't pick this thing. Why I no go do them too? Like, you get that kind of thing now. Personally, me, funny thing about, like, some people might like rocking name brands, but you will never catch me on name brands. I don't like it.
Mm.
Like, I would rather wear, like, plain shirts. Like,
yeah.
Even if it's brand, like, it can be something small. I would rather wear, like, plain type shirts. So that, like, me, I know, like, it's a personal choice, so. Yeah, that's
even
just the...
where you buy clothes, sorry. Like, thrifting and going to the boutique is still related.
Putting on those... Me, I personally, like what JJ said now, putting on those clothes that, like, are Gucci'd from, like, head to toe, actively, like, Gucci, 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 all over, like... Okay, we get it, you're putting on Gucci, you understand? But personally, for me, like, I don't like the whole brand thing being all over. It can just be Gucci, like, maybe at the small side on my left chest, or maybe on the collar, or just the arms, like that, like that, like that. But the whole Dior, 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 all over.
Like, those things are so funny, like, I might actually look at, let's say something like a Gucci jacket that is like Gucci all over. Mm-hmm. And I can be like, this shit is rado. Like, not like it's bado. Like, it's mad, but I cannot wear it.
Exactly.
That's just like a personal point. Like, you can go on IG and you can see Davido wearing that. And it goes. It's fly as fuck.
Someone you know putting it on and you're like, bro,
but he's fly as fuck, man.
But
the only thing is, you can't catch me wearing that. Like, that just shows like how personal choice has to go with fashion. It's not like what you're wearing is bad, but like everybody has their own perspective and preferences when it comes to dressing up. So I don't feel like anybody's dressing up style should be inherently judged, unless it's a lazy look. They are lazy dressers.
Yes.
People that are just like,
stop wearing bonnets outside. It's not cute.
Yeah. Yeah, that trend was weird. The funny part about bonnets here, I know, like, I have friends that did this, but, like, I legit saw, like, guys wearing, like, bonnets outside with their names on them, man.
That was what I was about to point out, Seb. Like, okay, you want to wear bonnets now, no wala, you know, man, but why are you the right Pablo for in front, or you the right Wheezy or something? Just... Now your own thing, but I beg, the name thing, not before Sha.
I actually had a bonnet with my name and it was like sparkly gold, so I won't say anything.
Did you just wear that? Like,
yes.
Because
that was my native name.
Bonnets, I don't even want to say they're made for women, myself. Like, guys have hair too.
Yeah, true.
But like, you can actually take off that shit and see that nigga wearing it does not have any fucking hair. Man, like, you have a clean cut, man. Like, probably I just feel it just trended, so people just wanted to do it and shit like that.
Like durags.
I love durags.
Yeah,
durags are cute.
I love durags. Oh my god.
You think with durags,
functionality? If you're wearing, if like they are made for a purpose, if you're wearing them outside, that thing, and like it's a lot.
So like, what's the purpose?
Waves.
I swear to God,
yeah. For real.
Yeah. I swear to God, they are very functional. Like, why? It's the same way you feel about people that wear wigs and step outside. It's the same way I feel about people that wear durags and step outside.
I swear to God, I just call myself for Jesus, baby. May God know. There was a point in my life that I did not know durags were for waves. I just saw like durags as, man, this shit is fly as fuck. Anybody I see putting on a durag, like this particular look the person has, I'm like, man, you gangster, man.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Not every time.
Still,
it's like the durag thing now. Yeah, you might see somebody put on a durag, and this person is legit putting it on because he wants to keep his like waves in check and all those. Normally, like durags, like they prevent that whole interference with your hands touching your hair when you're maintaining your waves, and they keep everything like pressed down. Yeah. But some people now might be on full hair. Or just normal hair without even wanting to keep waves, then just do the durag thing. Yeah, so
durags. I've actually seen babes with braids put on durags.
Yeah,
it's fly.
It works with braids too, like those low key, like
it's fly.
Yeah, it works with cornrows.
A durag is just basically, I just feel like a durag is just basically its own look by itself. It's not everyone that can pull off a durag.
Some guys wear
if you can't pull
calves.
It off, then don't try. Please.
Unless you're using it for waves. But like, right. Me personally, like, please wear durags. Like, I like seeing fine things. So
I like durags on girls. I like girls that can pull off like that durag look.
That's like, what's this girl's name? In Top Boy.
Jack.
Yeah. Oh fuck, man.
Jack
with the durag. Oh shit.
Oi fam. Oi, pulling on that durag and bread.
So that's crazy, yeah. That's all we have to say about fashion, though. Okay, guys. For the last segment, we're going to be talking about travel destinations. What is your ideal habitat? So basically, I'm just going to put out a question to everyone. And we're going to start with Shino Mayana. So Shino, what are your top 5 travel destinations and why?
Okay. The first one is Morocco. I don't know, I just feel like it's just pretty, it's very artsy, it's giving Princess Jasmine, and I'm a big fan of Aladdin. So Morocco, Zanzibar, because the water is like blue, and it's an African country. I like African countries. Then Senegal. I don't know, for some sort of weird reason, they have like a lot of history.
Yeah,
the slave trade and everything. So yes, Dakar is ideal. Milan. I mean, fashion. I love fashion. So Milan. And then I actually like Lagos. I don't know why, but travel destination, I always think of Lagos. Because it can also be like interstate. It doesn't always have to be outside. So Lagos.
Okay, so Nino, what are your top 5 travel destinations and why?
For me, I like to keep it simple. That's the very important thing to start with. So Jamaica, yeah, for obvious reasons. For obvious reasons, and because like I want to meet some patois babies, you understand, like wagwan baby, out the body, like that kind of thing. So yeah, Jamaica. I would like to go to France. There's something about France. That's just it. The wine. Yeah, I swear, like the whole wine, just France is like a chill, yeah, just wine and bread, like that kind of life. So yeah, France is among. I would like to go to Greece. I'd like to go to Greece. Santorini. Best believe. I'd like to live that lifestyle. Greece. And I'd like to go to Brazil. Street parties, carnivals, football, gentstand, women, bunda. So yeah, Brazil. And the last one. Weirdly, how like I feel like I would like to go to Egypt. Like Egypt. Yeah. And because like it's hot, so it might just make me stay inside for a bit and read a lot of books, I think. So that Egypt lifestyle, the history, the whole, I mean, Nigeria already, so
maybe doing some explorative,
yeah, that type shit, yeah. Tie some turban and move through sands, and yeah. So yeah, those are like my I do.
Okay, so Jedi, what are your top 5 travel destinations and why?
Let me just keep my own simple. Bali and Japan, like those vibe, because I feel like I could live on my soft boy lifestyle, like because of how their environment is and how their buildings are. Then Morocco, Greece, and all the islands in the Caribbean. This my guy just said Jamaica. I want to touch all of them, guys.
Yeah, for like go that place where Rihanna come from. You see Barbados.
Yeah.
Bro, all the Caribbean islands, guys. Soft babies, guys.
Okay, guys, my top 5 destinations. I think number 1 will have to be Municipal Garden, Calabar, on the 14th of October, 2023, you know. Ever since I saw the flyer of Games and Chill, it has been like one of the events I've... Oh, I can't miss it for anything.
Believe.
I can't miss it for anything, to be honest. Lots of fun, lots of games, lots of people. Like from all over the place, you guys just have to be there. So, be there. My second travel destination, personally, I'm going to be a frequent traveler because I like landscaping. I don't know why. My number 1 travel destination is going to be Copenhagen. Why? Because looking at pictures of Copenhagen, Copenhagen is like a city that proves that Atlantis actually existed. Looking at the landscape of the city, it's as if a part of the city actually, because it's actually a city beside water.
Yeah.
It's a city beside water. So looking at Copenhagen, it's as if a part of the city was cut off. So like you can go to Copenhagen and at a particular point, the city stops directly before water. So I just find that so fascinating. I would like to explore. Another place I want to go is Venice in Italy, because Venice is just like magic. The city on water. Venice is a literal city on top of water. Like the rides, the gondola rides, everything is just so, not a bad place to take your babe. Another place. Another place I would love to go to is Peru. Peruvian beaches, man. Can't find that anywhere. Like, those are the best beaches in the world. Like, the coconut trees, the water, the sand, man. Everything is just...
I was about to tell this nigga language, like...
I legit thought he was talking about, like, beaches.
So, like, Peruvian beaches. I just like the beach scenario, like...
The water,
everything is, like... I've always had a thing for beaches. Then my last place... I have a lot of destinations, though. A lot of destinations I would love to go to. But my last place I would love to go... I would absolutely love to go is Madagascar.
Why? Is it because of penguins or Madagascar?
No, not because of the penguins of Madagascar. Because of the animals.
Because of the penguins of Madagascar. Yeah.
May you go see Rico and Kowalski. And Kowalski. But like Madagascar is like, I won't say like savannah, like rainforest. You can find different species of animals. Like penguins are there. That's this code.
Mm-hmm.
Not like basically animals, but like it's just fascinating how different species can exist at a particular place. It means there has to be something about the climate, like going there to go and experience that kind of thing for yourself, not just read about it in books. So me, I'm just like a person that I like going to places that make me learn some kind things. Yeah, so those are my top 5 destinations. Thank you. Okay, guys, we just come to the end of another episode of the Common Rule Podcast. This episode was actually fun to make. I love talking about myself and, like, my personality traits. So, if I know, like, probably you guys might not be like me, but probably you might have certain aspects that you can correlate with the co-host and our guest today. So, I want to shout a very big shout-out to Shina Moyana for coming on this episode. You guys can find her socials in the link below. She knows, say a little goodbye to our viewers.
Thank you for having me. This was fun. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed all the bands. You do well to, like, follow me, right?
Drop your socials.
Shino Mayana, 3 A's and an underscore Shino Mayana everywhere. The same thing.
Just so you know, like, if you just follow her, you're in for a treat. You just are seeing, like, this, listen, bro. Man, it's like fine picture. It's like this is giving. That's how the Jenkins kids say it's giving. Trust me. And from me to you, your boy, you know, is like goodbye for now. We are rounding up the season, so yeah, it's been good vibes from like the onset episode 1 down to episode 8. So. It's been a roller coaster type thing, you get me?
Vibes. Me, I don't have like too much to say. It's just how we've been consistent and how you people have kept listening to us down to this episode 8. It's all love. So thank you.
Thanks, guys, for listening to episode 8 of the Common Room Podcast. And to all my listeners, my faithful listeners, my fans, my friends, everything. Bro, we want to see you, want to meet you guys. Like, catch us October 18th, Municipal Garden, Calabar.
Games and chill,
man.
We're outside. That one is not even an introvert type thing, bro. It's extroverts, please. We're outside to play. So, come out October 18th, Games and Chill. Vibe with the boys.
Yeah.
If you be introvert, I got some good medicine for you on that day still. Like, I got good food for you, innit? Good food for you, innit?
So, guys, see you guys. Games and Chill Day. From all of us at the Common Room Podcast, this is a goodbye. See you guys in the next episode. Okay, guys, to throw more light, Games and Chill is an event set up by Griffith House Entertainment that will be coming up on the 14th of October 2023. At Municipal Garden, Calabar. You guys can follow their Instagram to get more updates at _games_and_chill. I believe it's going to be one of the best events to ever come to Calabar. It's going to be whole loads of fun and games. There's going to be PlayStation, chess, Scrabble, table tennis, whatever you want, name it. The atmosphere is going to be lit, man. The vibe is going to be amazing. So I hope to see you guys there. The Common Room podcast is going to be live and direct at Games and Chill. So you guys should come out. Let's vibe together. Let's connect with our community. So these are special invites from us to you. See you guys over at Games and Chill. Bye.
Catch us everywhere you listen to all your other podcasts. We're there for you. Everywhere. See, just...
Available on all platforms. Streaming right now.
See.
Right now. It's mobile energy right now.